Hello.
Yes,
Yes.
hi. My name is Oscar, and we are calling you from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on resident perception for hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home,
Yes.
a farm? A
Single
single home?
family.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Can you tell me in what year was your home built, or you don't remember?
2006.
Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 2010. So that's 14 years.
Okay, thank you. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a hurricane category 1, hurricane category 2, 3, 4, or 5, or none of the above?
Well, I've been through 4 of them now, hurricanes, but they were mild, small ones.
A small one, like category 1 or 2, we can say?
I have no idea what that even means. I just know I've been through 4 of them.
Okay, thank you. And can you tell me or do you recall the name or the year of those?
No, I don't.
Okay, not a problem. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No, nothing was damaged.
Okay, thank you. Now, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
I feel vulnerable living down here with hurricanes.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare? Put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a friend or family, or you will not take any preparations. Your home is already prepared.
Well, I have impact windows. It's a concrete block house, so I would probably stay here like I did.
Okay, thank you. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain? Somewhat certain?
Yes, I'm certain. Somewhat certain. They put somewhat certain, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, please select your top 3 sources of information of the following: Internet, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Facebook or WhatsApp.
TV.
TV. 2 more.
Oh,
radio.
The Internet.
Uh-huh.
No, I never listened to the radio. So it would be the Internet, TV, and the newspaper.
Newspapers. Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
I say 5.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, property taxes, or none of the above has affected you?
What was the question?
Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of childcare, cost of insurance, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of food, transportation costs, property taxes, or none of the above has affected you?
None of the above.
None of the above. Okay, thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not a flood zone. I'm on off of US 1. I don't know if that's an evacuation zone or not. Because the evacuation zones are Hutchinson Island.
Okay, so
we're not... No evacuation, no.
Okay, thank you. Now, when will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or you probably never leave?
Well, they never had. We were never told to evacuate.
When management officials, okay, thank you. If you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not leave under any circumstances?
Oh, I would leave, but I don't know where I would go. Maybe to the high school.
To a local shelter, we can say.
A local shelter.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
How many what?
Vehicles?
Cars.
Yes.
One.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible on your house, on your home insurance policy? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you could come up with $2,000? You could probably come up with $2,000. You could probably not come up.
Yes, I'm certain I can.
Okay, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly?
How has it changed? It has increased tremendously. I'm looking for insurance now, and this is the worst state to live in. Florida sucks.
Oh, okay. And within the next 1 to 3 years, has increased also?
Yes. It has increased every single year. It's up to $3,200 a year.
Wow. Okay.
And if this is about insurance, it sucks, and the governor should pack up and leave the state. He's an asshole.
Okay, got it. And as a result of the increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider? Increase amount?
Yes, I'm trying to change my insurance provider.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, less than 60, or you don't know?
What are these figures?
Let me repeat the question. If you could insure your property less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100 being the most value, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, less than 60%, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I will not move from my home at all?
Moving to another state.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes.
I don't have a mortgage.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of the levels of government should help you to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I don't think the government should be involved.
Okay, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
They're not being enforced at all.
None, okay.
None, because they're all crooked.
Okay. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
None.
and that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
None.
And that new development takes into account flood risk?
None.
And that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
No, they're not restrict. None.
Thank you.
Is this all about insurance? What is this thing about?
It's about insurance and the hurricane and the damage that they cause.
Right. Well, they cost too much, that's for sure.
Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Sea level is going up and nobody is doing anything. And yes, our finances will be affected.
Okay, thank you. Would you consider selling your home in the private market or as part as a government buyout program or neither?
I don't know.
Okay. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase in income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or not action should be taken?
Again, I don't know, because if it's by the sea, those people should, well, they're the ones who are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
We can say no action should be taken then.
No action should be taken for what?
Let me go over the question again. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increasing the income taxes, increasing property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
I don't think any of that should be increased. I think the state should be doing something more.
Okay, thank you. Now, most of Florida coast areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated
with... Yeah, look at Miami.
Yeah. And how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned? Moderately concerned?
No.
Somewhat?
We don't have flooding here.
Not at all.
I'm not concerned. I don't live in a flood area. No.
Okay, cool. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, the school, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flotsam, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
No, it was a 55 plus community.
Okay, thank you.
So whatever that
neighborhood, right? Yeah.
It was the neighborhood, right?
Thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year? Between 1 to 3 years? Between 3 to 5 years? Between 5 to less than 10 years? Between 10 to 20, or more than 20?
I have no idea. I'm 80 years old.
Maybe 10 years old, you said, or more than 20?
Well, certainly not going to be more than 20.
No more than 20.
Because if I'm 80 years old now, who the hell knows how many years you have left?
Oh.
At this point, right now, I'm not going anywhere, but I don't know how long I'm going to last.
I see. Got it.
And,
thank you.
You know.
Oh, no, it's okay. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished, and I appreciate your patience. Could you please tell me your age? You mentioned 80, right? If I'm not
80 years old.
Okay, thank you. Now, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Nobody.
Thank you. Just taking a note here. Now, what's your marital status? Single, never married? Married or living with a partner?
Never married. Never married.
What is the highest grade of a school completed by any adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college, college graduate?
Some college.
Some college, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian?
White. White.
What language is most often spoken in your home, English or Spanish?
English. English.
Thank you. And the last question, please tell me which is the income range of your household? Under 20,000, 20,000 to 30, 30 to less than 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000?
I don't know. I'm retired.
You don't know. Okay. Thank you. That answered my question. And, well, we finished the survey. I appreciate your patience and your answers. I hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you for your patience.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.